On the show today, we have the Partnership Federal Credit Union's David Martinez talking about how their lending revolution programs have transformed lives. Check it out. You guys finished off 2015 with a bang by winning the CUNA Council Lending Award. Well done, sir. How does it feel?
It feels great. It's an incredible honor that we're all very proud to have received.
And for those who don't know, what category did you guys win in?
We won in consumer loan excellence.
Okay, very cool. And so, I mean, what did you guys do to win this award for, again, folks who may not have read the details of it? So what did you guys do to win?
Well, at the Partnership FCU, we believe that everyone in our community deserves value through partnership. And in early 2014, we really took a hard look at our loan program and realized that we weren't meeting our loan growth goals. We really weren't delivering the products and services to our members that our members wanted. So with that realization, we put together a shift in strategy, which ultimately we coined the Lending Evolution Program.
Okay.
And what the Lending Evolution Program essentially was a holistic look at the people, processes, and tools associated with lending.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is we really took a deep dive on data analytics. We conducted staff interviews and staff shadowing. We reviewed industry best practices and did a tremendous amount of industry research as well.
Yeah.
To really try to uncover the opportunities to ensure we were maximizing value for our members. And ultimately, what came out of those efforts was a lot of initiatives that were able to remove barriers in our program, enabled us to streamline processes and introduce new and innovative products and services.
Right on, right on. Sounds like you guys were using big data 2.0 to get this information, taking it a step further.
Yeah.
So, I mean, now were these new products? I mean, now how did they work? You said you introduced some new products and stuff. I mean, can you mention a couple of those as examples for folks out there to get a little inside look here?
Sure, sure. There are actually three in particular that I think are really going to continue to drive our loan program forward.
Okay.
That's our Zipline Credit Builder, our Evaluator, and our Rate Reset products.
Okay.
The Zipline Credit Builder is essentially a payday alternative loan that replaced a previous closed-end payday alternative loan that we had called the PAL. When we took a look at our PAL loan and did a deep dive on that, we realized that over half of those members were coming back within a two-year period and taking a second PAL loan. We weren't really achieving our goal of helping members break their dependence on payday lending.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm sure you know, that also takes a tremendous amount of staff time to continue to receive and process those applications. So what we introduced with the Zipline is an open-end line of credit that has three credit tiers that members, as they meet certain parameters and advance in their relationship with us, can continue to achieve higher credit limits within this product. And it's really designed to do a few things. Certainly continue to break the members' dependence on payday lending. It's reduced the staff burden because it's one and you're done. You introduce this and the members have their product to use the funds as is needed.
Yeah.
And what's really added a lot of value to our members as well is the ability to use the Zipline for overdraft protection on their checking accounts. The Zipline just concluded its first year. We introduced it in 2015 in January, and it's been a tremendous success. In that first year, we opened 325 Ziplines.
Wow.
95% of our applicants were subprime credit members, meaning that they had a credit score less than 670. So far, the program is turning a profit, which is not very typical for payday loan programs.
Interesting.
And perhaps most impressively with this program is that 50% of members that had a Zipline open for at least 6 months saw an increase in their credit score.
Ah, love it, love it. And you guys are marketing this pretty high because it's right over there behind your left shoulder. And I'm looking at your website right now and it's on your homepage of your website. So it's pretty darn prevalent. People, you can't miss it. So.
Yeah, yeah, we're trying. It's also provided a good avenue when we've not been able to say yes for members' other loan requests. We're able to direct them to this to help build their credit, build their relationship with us. And ultimately, the goal is to drive these members to risk-based price loans, improve mm-hmm. their credits, and build a borrowing relationship with the creditor.
Oh yeah, long term, that's the way to do it. Way to do it, sir. And so what? I mean, you mentioned a few of the results, like you know the numbers of the people that are getting involved with the zip line and stuff. I mean, what are some other results that you've discovered just through these programs?
We've seen that a number of these members also have begun to advance through the credit tiers, which was the goal all along.
So right.
The initial credit tier requires no minimum credit score. And then the second tier, wow. which is a $1,000 credit limit, and the third tier, which is a $2,000 credit, do require minimum credit scores.
Okay.
So it's really been great to see members begin to build the repayment relationship, mm-hmm. which is one of the qualifiers that we have with mm-hmm. the program, and ultimately achieve what we hope them to, which is to improve their credit and yeah. be able to advance through those tiers.
I can imagine also the confidence that it's building and the confidence in the members. You know, when they're moving up through the tiers, like you said, I mean, it's like, wow, you know, and that just kind of fuels that. It's almost kind of like a gamification of it. You know, it's like, hey, we can do better. Let's move to the next tier.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. So cool. So I guess, you know, some of the benefits to the members, obviously avoiding the predatory lenders, the payday stuff, rebuilding their credit, saving money, obviously. Any other benefits that these programs provide?
Yeah, I think it's all about the long term, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
It's about building the relationship with the credit union, providing them an opportunity to really have a partner, a financial partner. That's the purpose of this tool, to build yeah. that relationship.
Yeah.
And then we also have our VIP program, and simply by having and using this line of credit, it helps earn points towards our VIP program, which offers a host of other benefits.
So it takes them to another level. Oh my gosh. I mean, it's kind of cool. It's almost like goal setting, you know? It's like,
yeah.
Once we hit this plateau, then we can go to that plateau. Oh, I love it. Love it.
You got it. And it's a great story that our staff have really not only been comfortable telling, but very excited to tell. They love being able to give the members an opportunity. The old saying, when a door may close, you have an open window.
Another one opens.
That's really what this is providing.
Mm-hmm. Nice. What advice do you have for other credit unions who may want to kind of venture down a similar road? What advice do you have for them?
It really starts with data. So take a close look at what's working with your program, what's not working. We monitor this very closely. On a quarterly basis, we're providing updated results to our board because certainly payday products like this can be high risk. And ensuring that, one, it's serving the credit union's needs, and two, remaining a benefit to our members.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. All right, wrap-up question for you, David. How do you see this award benefiting your credit union? Obviously, there's a lot of credibility factor here and notoriety and all that type of stuff. How do you see it benefiting it?
Oh, well, I think in a lot of ways. The award certainly has provided a lot of great opportunities for us to continue to partner with peers within the industry, and it's something that we've, believe it or not, also put on our website and provides visibility yeah. to members. So it really, really validates the program that we're offering them, and we hope also we put in a lot of work into this Lending Evolution program,
mm-hmm.
and. We're hoping that this award will help draw some attention to some of what we've been able to implement, especially some of these very successful programs, and other credit unions will be able to either emulate them or use them in their own learning and in developing their own products for their unique memberships, and hopefully to ultimately add value to the industry and be
exactly.
able to serve more members.
I know that's the great thing about this industry. We can share these ideas, you know, and make each other better and push each other to do better things. So that's wonderful. Yeah, I love this. well done, David. I mean, anything else to wrap up?
Just a few pieces of advice, because the Lending Evolution was quite an ordeal. So for people looking to really undertake a Lending Evolution, I'd offer a few things. One, don't look for a single solution to spur your loan growth.
Okay.
Really taking the holistic approach
yeah.
Was a differentiator for us, and has produced far more dramatic and far more sustainable results than we ever saw with a lot of our previous isolated initiatives. I'd also encourage other leaders to invite feedback from all corners of their credit union.
Mm-hmm.
We received some great ideas that ultimately made it into the Lending Evolution project plan from everywhere from the frontline staff to our back office processors.
Oh, really? Nice.
And if you are going to invite feedback, what really worked well for us is providing insight to your staff that are giving you their ideas as to why certain ideas are selected to be implemented and why others aren't. In our providing that feedback, it helps staff gain a better understanding of where we were coming from, maybe what the weaknesses were in their ideas, and ultimately fine-tune and come back with even stronger recommendations. Benchmarking against peers is a great way to quickly and easily uncover opportunities. That's where we started. And from there, it's really creates opportunities for you to do that deep dive and then get into the big data, as you say.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
And really come up with specific initiatives to target the growth that you want to do. And then finally, this program really worked for the partnership because we believe in providing value through partnership, and the solution meets our core purpose. It's what we do, it's who we are. So I would encourage other leaders to look at the organization, look at the solutions that you're putting in place, and ensure that they are meeting your core purpose as well.
Nice, nice. And I interviewed Joe Brancucci at GTE Financial the other day about this, about their award, and he said the exact same thing. It's who we are. So, I mean, gosh, there seems to be a common thread here with the with the passion that the credit unions have for helping people out and getting them to the next tier, the next tier, and the next tier. So they're a success. So well done. Great message to end on, David. Thank you so much for taking time out, and congratulations again. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.